As General Blanchet told us, few Afghans want the Taliban back in power. Afghans remember how the Taliban wanted to destroy anything that might be considered offensive to Islam. An example occurred in 2001. That's when the Taliban blew up two giant statues of Buddhas that had been carved into a cliff in Bamiyan. Archaeologists announced today that they've discovered another giant Buddha statue near the site. It's 62 feet high, but some researchers have bigger dreams. They hold out hope that an even bigger statue of a reclining Buddha is waiting to be found. They say it could be 250 yards long. Evelyn Nagai Berthrong specializes in Buddhist art history. She's in Milton, Massachusetts. Ms. Berthrong says there could be lots of Buddha statues out there.
These large Buddha figures, not only in Afghanistan but elsewhere, in Central Asia and North India, are not that rare, and they're well recorded in many historical journals of monks and pilgrims who traveled in the area. And they describe actually several colossal reclining Buddhas in North India, which have never been found.
I mean, as far as this reclining Buddha goes, I keep coming back to the old riddle, how do you find an elephant? And the answer, of course, is how do you lose an elephant? I mean, this is a – I mean, why has nobody found it if it exists and is, you know, 250 yards long?
Well, if it is like the other sculptures around Bamiyan, it's actually the same material as the cliff face. So unless it's painted, and it, by now there won't be any paint left – it will, to a casual observer, look like just another part of the cliff face.
But I guess I guess the metaphor is kind of Mount Rushmore. I mean, you can't miss that.
Well, it's true, but supposing that over the centuries, Mount Rushmore were defaced, you know, noses knocked off, eyes gouged out, got a few earthquakes, a few wars, a few people shooting cannons at it. Throw a few thin layer of rocks on top of one of these exterior sculptures, they would be really well obscured, I think. Also remember that these valleys are really very narrow. They're not that easy to see. I mean, think goat track. You know, they're herding their goats through there to get across to the other valleys.
Kind of makes understanding why nobody's found Osama bin Laden yet a little easier.
You know, it would be so easy to hide in Afghanistan.
Just to confirm, did you say that somebody might have actually hidden the statue behind another rock? Is that possible, or did I mishear you?
I suppose that it would be possible to do it deliberately, cause a bit of a rock fall from above. There's also, though, the very real possibility that this is prime earthquake territory. So every time the mountains shake even a little bit, rocks fall down from the upper levels of the mountain or the cliff face. I don't think it's that impossible that everybody would miss it.
Art historian Evelyn Nagai Berthong, thanks very much for your time.
My pleasure.